Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Unjust and Wrong podcast presented by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
And it's your girl, Claudia Jordan.
And we are about to undress a whole lot of mess this week because it ain't been nothing but a whole bunch of mess. Right, Claudia?
I mean, that's our specialty, isn't it?
Okay, so we're going to talk about the whole thing where we didn't get a chance to talk about Keke Palmer and the Usher situation with her boyfriend, Darius. Okay, so apparently she was publicly embarrassed. Okay, but who was publicly embarrassed more? Was it Darius or was it Keke? We're going to break all that down. I know that y'all seen that everywhere. And are they even still together? I'm confused. She just released a new episode of her podcast where he was featured on it and he talked about the struggles of being in a public relationship. I want us to talk about that as well because, Claudia, you know something about that. Also, are we tired of men saying, be my peace?
Man, they better shut up. They need to be our peace.
Been hearing that for quite some time, Claudia. Men always like, you know, we want our woman to be our peace. But what does that really mean? And are these men being our peace or are they just trying to disturb our peace and making us worry about what they got going on? Because I'm not with it. Also, we got the hot topics this week. Your boy, Jamie Foxx, I got some words for him, okay? We got a lot of words, good words and a little bit of bad.
I can't wait to hear your words.
Oh, yeah. Me either. Also, it's going down in the DMs. You reach out to us via social media, whatever way you can. You saw it in my DMs, Claudia's and Dressing Room Podcast DMs. And we always make sure the mess is brought to the forefront.
I had to post a whole thread on my Instagram page.
What? What do you mean?
A hostile interaction with someone in my DMs. And it went from his mama being a crackhead.
Okay, wait. We're going to save it. Till we dive into DMs, okay? Because that's crazy. Claudia, only you.
Only.
Okay. Anyway, it is going down. Make sure you listen to hear how we address all this damn mess. And I'm about to take my bra off because I got to get comfortable for this conversation. But first, Macy's. Right. Own your beauty. Own your style. Enjoy all the sunny weather before it's gone. Claudia, you're down there baking in Dallas.
105 degrees. Balmy.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Macy's can make your vision for summer come true with the cutest beach towels and bikinis because that's where you need to be where the water is. And outdoor toys to make it to any pool and turn that into an oasis. So for the inspo you need right now, visit Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. And if you need a little help finding your style footing, Macy's can help you with their personal stylist. Even if you're a veteran and you can use an extra little pointer, they'll help you get your look together either in store or from the comfort of your own home. And best of all, guess what, Claudia?
What?
It's free.
Hey.
It's free. So that's more money to spend at Macy's. Head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. And I got an appointment with Darius Jackson, Keke Palmer's baby father and boyfriend, right? So do you think what he did when she went to the Usher concert was a little bit too far? So we know she went out there to Vegas. She had a girl's night out. She went to the Usher concert. She had a sheer dress on with her cheeks out. And Usher approached her like he has done many other female celebrities. And he serenaded her, right? You've been to the Usher show, no?
Not yet, but I plan on going and I'm gonna have my booty cheeks out too.
But is it a little different because you're single right now and she's a mother? Because that's what Darius, her baby father, said to her in the comments, which I thought was totally inappropriate.
You know, I understand how he felt. He's with a superstar and he's not. She got the bread. She got the fame. She has the access. So he's already in a place. He's operating from a place of insecurity, probably, if I had to assume. Mm-hmm. And I do think when you're in a relationship, listen, you can't control how your mate dresses. I don't think you should. And I don't condone that. But I also think as a woman in a relationship, you should care what bothers your partner.
Yeah.
Like if my partner don't want me to have a thong on and be like kind of hugging up on another guy, then maybe I should think about that, you know, if I want to keep my home happy. But if I don't give a damn and if I'm like, oh, well, I make the bread, then I might not care. Or maybe she was mad at him about something. But, you know, I think his mistake was making a public statement for us all to chime in on. It should have been a text message to her.
That's what the issue is. Like, you can have a problem with what's going on. Tell me, why do you have to tell the world? But I guess he felt publicly embarrassed. But when I look at that, I'm like, that's Kiki. You know, like, she's an actress. Like, she does stuff sometimes to be funny and extra. And I didn't look at it like, oh, she's going to hump Usher backstage after the show. Did you get that vibe?
No.
At all.
When someone sings you, like, that's, you always play into it a little bit. I'm very awkward at it, but.
Me too.
You play it. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I'm always like,
I'll put my hand over my face. I'm like, I'm not sweetie awkward, but like.
But she gave the people a show. She knows she's Kiki Palmer. Was her outfit risque? Yeah, it was. I mean, but he'd have a point if he didn't already post her in her cheeks on social media saying, oh, look at like her body. Like he was already promoting her body. You saw that post where he was like kind of celebrating.
She had
her
like
booty.
A Leah a one piece.
Mm-hmm.
A one piece bodysuit and she was twerking. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you think, but she was fully covered, but was it because she was twerking?
I'm just like, okay, so it's okay for her to like kind of show her booty off when you're with her. But, you know, when another man's around, I mean, I get where he's coming from. Again, he's valid in his feelings. It's doing it publicly. Don't publicly shame your publicly famous woman.
It's really complicated when it comes to these outfits, right? And you just talked about like you shouldn't. Tell your partner what they should and shouldn't be wearing. But like, if she was wearing that on the beach, there would be no problem. So her wearing it with a sheer dress over it, what would be the difference? Because if she posted with a bikini on like that, then it would be like, okay, she's in a bathing suit. But it's like, that is an outfit. That outfit she was wearing is like, we've seen an outfit like that before. It's not like, oh my God, like what is she doing?
But would she be on the beach letting a guy sing to her when her man's not around?
It's not just a guy, it's Usher. And everybody is filming. This is like Usher. I'm sure they know each other aside from this and have come across each other growing up in this industry. Mm-hmm. We all come across each other, right? And Usher he's taken, and I've said that on this show before, and people are like, Usher's in a relationship. He doesn't hide his relationship. I'm lost at why people don't know that. And his girlfriend, she hasn't said a word, and he's been singing to bitches every week.
You know what? I had a relationship where I was down covering the, it was an Anguilla Jazz Festival. I brought this guy with me, right? And we were super, super, super serious, super fast. Actually, we were married on the low.
And were you really married?
For a few months, right?
Oh my God, so, Lord.
Anyways, I went and did my job. I have to interview all the celebrities, and Peebo Bryson. Do you know who Peebo Bryson is?
I do, actually.
He's probably 70-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives roses to women in the show. He gave me a rose. So my guy didn't come with me to the show that night, but I brought the rose home with me. Yo, he went the F off on me that I was disrespecting him by bringing another man's flower. I said, you have got to be kidding me right now. Like, you have got. I said, first of all, Peebo Bryson is my grandpa's age. Second of all, I'm working. There's cameras everywhere. Third of all, it's a rose. And I was like, you're trying to make an argument for no reason, because that's why you just wanted to argue with me so you can stay in the room and run up my bill. That's what's going on here. I cannot believe that he had that reaction. I was like, what is wrong with you?
Not Peebo Bryson, though. That's like
Peebo Bryson, y'all. It wasn't Trey Songz. It wasn't Usher. It was no one in my demographic.
But could he have bagged you, be real?
He was what?
If you wasn't with that guy, could he have bagged you, be honest?
No, because I definitely am into younger man, like my age or younger. Like
What if he was like, I'll take care of you, Claudia?
Nah, man, I'm too independent for that. You know, I'm too lazy to be talking to the baby.
But what if he's so sweet and does all the nice things?
Okay, well, you let Peebo Bryson hit first. And
I don't like old people.
I know.
I don't like old men. I've only ever dated somebody that was like a couple years older than me. I don't do the, I'm not one of those girls.
Me neither. I could not believe that he accused me of, like, I'm like, you, like, to me, that was ridiculous. Now,
it's disrespectful.
It is. A sexier, younger man, I understand why you would maybe feel the way.
I'm still laughing.
Peebo Bryson, y'all.
What if it was Charlie Wilson?
I did his video.
Charlie, I know. Wilson. That's what I'm asking.
No, he's too old for me.
I
okay, maybe.
Charlie Wilson is a smooth one, though. I think I would try to hook him up with my mother.
Okay, what older man, if you could put your little old age thing aside, because they don't give you worms, okay, L'Oreal?
That's what I heard, though.
They don't. I don't think. Well, I don't know, because I never met someone real old. But what's the oldest you would go with? What older man could get it? Like, you're like, you know what? He fine. I don't
know.
Like,
you know who? Blair Underwood.
He is not old. Oh my
God.
Yes,
he is. To me, that man is like 30 years older than me.
We have such an age difference here.
How old is he?
He fine.
How old is he?
He 45. He 45.
No, that man ain't nobody's 40.
He 45. Blair Underwood and Morris Chestnut are fine as hell.
Oh, five. Morris Chestnut, definitely. And in person, he looks even better. Like,
and No disrespect to his wife.
But in person, I said it during the interview with him 100 times. I was like, wow. Like, I just couldn't believe, because he's like flawless face. Like, and it's like, again, like, Blair Underwood's almost 60.
And his son is fine too, L'Oreal. His son is like your age.
Oh, 58. Fine. 58. Blair Underwood is 58. That's mad years older than me, Claudia. That's like 20
something
years.
First of all, you're not that young anymore. Stop it.
He's 20 something years older than me.
Can't. He's Blair Underwood.
No.
He's the dude from Set It Off with Jada Pinkett, who had her on the floor.
I said he was he's the oldest, probably, because he looks young.
Her booty with the oil.
Okay.
Young boys ain't doing that.
Does he have a wife too? Because now both of their wife going to come swinging for me. I don't want any problems. I don't want your men, but they are attractive, older men. Okay.
Let's give the wives props, because they are beautiful couples.
Yes, they are. Black love. Okay. Now, Kiki Palmer, she has something to say about the whole situation. Now, she said, I'll be honest. I think before I even had my baby, I was really quite self-conscious. And after having my baby, I've gotten so much more powerful. We're going to lean into this new body. And I think that the whole aura of what's happening for me in this big boss era, as I come into my 30s and I have my baby boy, and I'm just continuing to spread my wings as a young woman. And I understand, like, I mean, I've never had kids before, but I do have a lot of friends, my sisters, and your body changes. I remember my sister was like a little stick, and then she had boobs, and then she had, you know, Kiki has always been a beautiful woman, a beautiful girl. She's growing into her new body. You know, she's gotten a little thick, and she likes it. And he should encourage her to be confident, because that's what's going to continue to make her successful. Not if she seems like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to, like, not saying you got to bring a tata out, but like, express yourself and be yourself, whatever that self is. And it has nothing to do with Usher. Kiki doesn't even give that type of girl to me. So he should know who he had a child with and know that he can trust her. And if he does have an issue, he should talk to her on the side, because it also embarrasses himself, not just her.
I'm going to go ahead and say this, and not to sound negative, but I don't think they're going to make it. I think it's very noble. That rich, successful, famous, fly, sexy, fine, cool, I love me some Kiki Palmer, said, you know what? I'm going to go the regular dude route. And I don't need all that kind of stuff. And I am deeper than that. Been there, done that. It's very noble. But the day-to-day with a man like that, unless he's completely secure in himself, he going to drive you crazy. He going to wear you out.
Is he a regular dude? What does this guy do?
I think his brother's an actor. His brother was on Insecure.
Right. Oh, yeah, because, okay, now it's coming back to me. I think Amanda Seals had got it.
Went in on them. Amanda, and she's a fellow, you know, she's on the same network as us, and she went in. She's like, two peas in the pod, cornballs.
Okay, so I remember the brother. He seems a little more like he's been around a block of time or two. Now, Darius seems a little soft for my liking, okay?
Gloria, I'm not saying. Huh? Your brother's more famous than you. Your girlfriend's more famous than you. You're probably jealous all the time.
Maybe he doesn't want to be famous. Stop, Claudia. Everybody doesn't want to be famous.
And why are you on social media talking about your famous girlfriend? You didn't think that was going to get traction?
Maybe he thought nobody knew his social media.
Okay.
Because he did. Okay, so in the clip that I want you to hear, he's basically saying how it was intimidating for him to come in a public eye with her, because he felt the need to have to be perfect.
And oh, he held her to a perfect standard. He held her.
So you saw this, right? Okay. So that's what I'm saying. He sounded like, she sounded like me, which, you know, I got a little rough talk to me.
No, I haven't noticed.
And he sounded like Barbie.
He sounds soft.
And I'm not, I don't know if
he
your voice
weak.
Doesn't make you strong or not, you know?
Yes, but it does. I cannot do a weak voice.
I
judge you by your voice. I remember I met this guy, he was like 6'3", 220, he was like all muscular. And then his voice was all like,
you know, and that's what I think. I didn't expect him to sound like that. So that's what really threw me off. But like, I do understand, like, it can't be easy. Listen, you love who you love. Love is love, right? She fell in love with him. And the world is going to have something to say when you put anybody in the public eye. And that's not easy. Like, it can't be easy. Claudia, did you ever, because you've dated and dated publicly. This is probably like the first time I've ever shown people who I'm dating or anything like that. And even seeing this Kiki thing, it kind of makes me want to be like,
I dated a quote unquote regular guy. And
Date the regular guys in the public.
I had to defend him because people be like, but then they saw that, you know, we rocked for 3 years together and everything. But then we went on a reality show and he was not reality show savvy and it went left. But, yeah, I found myself trying to, like, you know, make sure people respect him. Like, just because he's not a celebrity, don't think you can try it with my man. He's still my man. And I went out of my way to make him feel comfortable.
But how dare you when you're talking about her man like that?
Because I've been
he's
there.
Not a celebrity.
Well, mine wasn't a celebrity either, but he was very secure.
Okay.
So, and if there were things that he was insecure about, like, I'll be honest, he was a little bit weirded out about my friendship with Genuine, my relationship with Genuine. Because we dated back in the day and we still have a lot of love for each other and we are very public with it. Like, we'll say, he'll say on my page all the time, love you, shorty, for life,
yeah,
you know what I mean? All kind of
it.
Stuff. And everyone's seen him say this, okay? So what I had to do, my job as the famous one in the couple, the more popular one, was to make sure my man felt secure. So what I did is I set up a FaceTime call and I called G up and I said, hey, I want you to meet my guy just so there's respect there. And it made everything so much smoother. After that, I could go to a Genuine concert without my guy and he wasn't tripping. I could have my conversations and he wasn't tripping because he met him face to face and I showed him that respect. So, you know, I couldn't be extra all over him at a concert. I couldn't let him sing to me and act like I'm romantically into it. I had to just be conscious. If I want to keep my home happy, I have to do a little bit extra. But also, I also can't change my whole person because of a new man in my life. So you got to find the balance for you. That's
right,
what
but
works
also,
for me.
Genuine singing to you would be a bit different than the Kiki thing because they don't have a history of dating.
Right.
So yeah. I would feel a way if I was your guy in that situation back then. Mm-hmm. If Genuine wasn't, because it's like, damn, come on now. We didn't spoke on the FaceTime and now this is disrespectful. You know, like that would have been something else. But with what Usher's doing, he's doing with every woman. And a lot of people are saying that, how come Usher's not getting the scrutiny? Because he knows that these women are taken. And it's almost like he's going and aiming for Winnie Harlow had to go and sit on her man's lap so she wasn't getting jammed up. Like, and do you think that this is something? Because even him, he was like about to start trending in 5-4. Is he feeding into it and kind of like making it worse?
Yeah, and he should. His job was to sell tickets in a
It made me want to go.
I know. I already contacted my casino host and I said, yo, let me get some tickets to Usher. They were like, ooh, they are all sold out and we got to wait till the next, he got to announce some more dates. I want to go and I'm going to be offended if he don't sing to me and cause problems in my life.
Okay, so you would be Sweetie or Kiki if you were in a relationship versus out of a relationship, okay, he could sing to you. But in a relationship, a serious one, would you be Sweetie or Kiki?
I'm always Sweetie. First of all, I'm very awkward when it comes to dancing anyway. So I would not play myself and try to be all sexy. I would look stupid. So I would just have to just be like, thank you.
So you'll be like, baby, just like.
Yeah, I'd be just like Sweetie.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I'm not going to lie. I would be kiki. And not even in no, like, disrespectful kind of manner. But it's like, come on. You know what we doing here.
Yeah,
we're entertaining the people. Like, it's, I'm not leaving with Usher after the show. If my man ain't right there, he's going to be on the phone when I leave. Or and, you know, so I... And to be honest, I don't even feel like he would have had a problem with that. Because, you know, at one point in time, obviously, like, when I started losing a lot more weight, I was more comfortable with showing off my body or whatever the case. And, like, I'll do my butt pictures or you turn around, which you know how that go. Mm-hmm. And when I got more serious in my relationship, I'm like, I'm not posting those no more. So then people would be like, oh, what happened to your butt? It deflated. You don't post pictures no more. You don't post pictures no more. And I said it to him and he was like, why don't you? And I was like, cause like, we're, you know, cause I'm with you. And he was like, oh no, you know, that stuff doesn't bother me.
Well, like, long as you had a talk with him, then that's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's secure, but let's hear what Darius really quickly had to say about their public relationship.
It could all be very overwhelming. It was definitely overwhelming and intense at first. And
it was,
and it's like, you almost feel that pressure of needing to just be perfect.
You feel like being public ruined your relationship? Because you said even when you talking about your when you took him on a reality show, he wasn't reality material. And some people aren't, right? Even though we try to put them in that space because that's our space. Do you feel if y'all didn't do the show, y'all still would have been together?
Maybe. The show kind of highlighted things that I thought were not that big of a deal. And then you have everybody else chiming in. I think because before we went on the show, we were like, man, we're going to get this check. We're only going to get money. Let's exaggerate our problems. Let's say we have more of a sex problem than we really have. But then when you do the show, everyone chimes in and I found myself always defending him. Like, no, it's not really like that. But what it made it happen with us is people came out of the woodwork. There was someone that was in my, that knew me for years that was like, he saw the shortcomings and was like, or heard about him. And he was saying all the things that I wanted and I wasn't getting. And he made promises that he would give me all the things that I wasn't getting from that relationship. So it kind of makes your issues public. So if someone says, oh, she wants a ring and the guy she's with is not giving her a ring, the next guy can come in and say, oh, I got a ring for you. And of course, what are you going to do? You're like, oh my God, that's what I've always
wanted. That's all I want. You know? Yeah.
And then,
which is kind of grimy because that's how somebody can use. It's basically like using your stuff against you.
It's real grimy. But luckily for me, me and KJ had a very strong base as good friends. He's actually still my best friend. We're not together. I haven't been intimate with him in over a year and a half. And this guy is still an amazing human being. As my, I don't know where he's going to end up in my life, like in the long term, like in the game of life. But he will always be in my life as a friend and someone that I can 1000% count on. And he knows that about me too. Like if he's stranded on the side of the road, which has happened, he can call me. It doesn't matter what time, I'm going to come get him. You know what I mean? I'm not going to ever leave. And I know he's the same with me. So that to me is, you know, and the other guy, I don't even freaking talk to at all.
Yeah.
Like that made all the big promises that try to get me away from him, which was really foul for me. I'm still pissed about that actually. But yeah, KJ, he's a good guy. But I feel bad that I brought him into my world because that wasn't his thing. You know, I do. I kind of regret it.
Is your next relationship going to be public, Claudia?
First of all, I'm having a hot girl summer. And I gave myself 6 months where I wouldn't even consider someone as anything. So I have until August 16th that I won't even like take you seriously on anything. If you want to come on a trip with me, we can hang out. We can have fun. But I have to take a detox from my hopeless romantic thing. I meet someone, I think this is the one, and I start treating them like a husband before they even deserve it. So
that's the problem.
Yeah, I give a lot right away and I give them loyalty. I'm faithful to someone if I'm just even just talking to them. And now I'm living my life. So if y'all see me with more than one personality in these streets, mind your business.
No, let me know who I look better with is what you're supposed to say.
And the one you told me about that you said wasn't about nothing. Trash.
Did I not tell? So we're gonna listen to L'Oreal moving forward.
Sometimes, but trash.
I would. So look, listen. I tell the truth, but I'm not a hater.
I didn't think you were lying.
No. But what I'm saying is, I'm not a hater. So my thing is, even if I don't like somebody, right? But I know that they're good, or they would be good with somebody else, and I could like despise this person. I'd be like, you know what? I could see y'all being, even though I don't rock with them, but like, it's even like, I do this with anybody. It's like, I don't like, but she's talented. Like, I'm not no hate. I've never been a hater. So when you told me about that particular person, I just knew that it wasn't for you and it aligned with other things I've seen you have that you didn't want. So I just knew that he wasn't going to work. And plus it was just not a good situation coming in.
For years, my gut was like, nah, 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 nah. But you know, when you get caught in a vulnerable situation, like you just get out of something, you're like, well, let me just try something different. And then
and
you
that person is always, it's always a piece of crap that's sitting there waiting for you to run to them. When you need that little in-between time so they could just slide in. And I hate those kind of guys. Anyway, so but you still didn't answer my question. So when you do find a guy that you really feel like you could jump in again with, are you going to make it public? Or are you going to keep it to yourself?
I have no problem being public once I'm very secure in what we are. When I'm real secure, when I know you're not going to embarrass me and make me look stupid, then we could probably be, you know, because I don't like when I see couples that hide their partner forever. They show everything except who their person they're with. I'm like, damn.
That's weird to me, too.
Yeah, you show your cars, your boys, your friends, but you don't show your person you lay down with that you love.
It's true, but then when you post them, like you said, everybody has something to say. They start pointing out things you didn't even realize was an issue. Now you got an issue with it. And it's just sometimes when it's like you keep it between you and your people, like not that you're necessarily hiding it, but just the fact that you're just not, I don't know. I'm on the fence with it because, yes, I get it. You show everything. But then like, yeah, if I'm showing my burger, it's because it's eaten and then that's it. But I'm not about to, or if I show my mother always going to be my mother. She don't have no choice, right? But you can definitely put a wedge in between the relationship saying anything. Like why is she wearing that? That's not even an issue in the relationship until the person keeps seeing it. You get what I'm saying? And I think it does, like you said, if you didn't do reality television, y'all would have been straight. Like you probably would have been good. But because you put it all the way out there, people are weighing in and now you feel like you're doing the wrong things. And now their opinions are in your mind. I don't know. I think sometimes maybe it is just better to just keep your stuff to yourself or at a minimum.
I'm still defending KJ to this day. We haven't been together in a year and a half.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Out of my loyalty to him, I'm like, nah, y'all got it wrong. The show didn't show him the way that wasn't the totality of our relationship.
He feels because he probably only did it for you.
Well, and he got a good check.
Okay. Now let's talk about, are we tired of men saying, be my peace? Because they definitely are far from peaceful. I know you heard this metaphor before.
Right? They need to shut up with this.
Okay. So it's a guy by the name of Ace Metaphor, and he's a podcaster. He has this clip on IG, and it's interesting about how men today have been saying they want a woman to be their peace.
Sick of men saying that. I want a woman to be my peace. No, the you don't. You want a woman that won't question you when you bring in chaos in her life, talking about be my peace. How you want her to be your peace when all you doing is bringing nightmares in her life? And every time she speaks up, you say she's disturbing your peace. Of course she is. Because you cheating. You ain't available. You don't validate her. When you say you want a woman to be your peace, you mean you want a woman that don't speak up for herself, that don't call you out on your motherfucking bullshit. If you not doing bullshit, shit is peaceful. You don't even have to say be my peace when you are bringing peace. What peaceful ass nigga has ever had to say be my peace? The chaotic men, the disrespectful men, cheating men, the men that got fucking problems, the men that want to have their cake and eat it too, those are the men that scream, I want a woman to be my peace.
I love him.
Because he's absolutely right.
You know, if you're not doing anything wrong, we're not going to nag you. Like when guys say, oh, you nag, because you're doing the same stuff over and over again, you won't fix it. Mm-hmm. When it's good, we are saying nothing but thank you. And I love you.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, what can I add to that? That's it. I've never seen somebody doing everything they were supposed to be doing, loving, happy, and generous and caring. And then somebody just comes, you.
Right. Why are you always doing
that? Why are you? But like, you know, a lot of people, I'm not just going to say men, a lot of people bring toxicity to a relationship and maybe they don't realize it because it was all they've ever known in a relationship. And then when they think that they're doing something right or at that very time and you're supposed to forget anything else that happened around, it's like, be my peace. And it's like, but I'm not at peace. I can't be at peace for somebody that's wreaking havoc in my life. How?
And it seems like a lot of people, especially men, they don't want to be held accountable for anything. So
never.
If they're being flaky with the phone calls and not calling you back and making you feel bad when, you know, not really checking on you like you're supposed to, and you bring it to their attention, they say stupid stuff. This is what your boy would say. You're putting pressure on me. No, I'm not putting pressure on you. I'm actually holding you accountable to your words. If you say you're going to call, then I expect you to call. If you say you're going to do something or show up, I expect you to do it. And me bringing it to your attention is not me disrupting your peace. It's me expecting you to be the adult that you portrayed yourself to be and you're trying to get me.
And God forbid they do something to you and you forgive them, child. You don't bring nothing up because now you're disturbing their peace again. Not the fact that you got me feeling away because you did something. So you should supposed to be gaining that trust back, but instead now I'm disturbing your peace. You done already messed up the peaceful relationship we had.
Exactly. I think a lot of people want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to do all the nonsense to you, but then they don't want to hear your mouth when they violate you.
When they know damn well they
deserve the smoke.
Exactly. Exactly. And always an excuse for why they do something, but then you're supposed to just sit there and take it and be peaceful.
I mean, look at the memes online. Like they'll say a man would cheat 20 times and then they hear you went out to the movies or a dinner with some other guy or just talk to someone. They over there crying, their chest all caved in. Y'all got to start. And by y'all, I mean, men, y'all have to start realizing that we both have hearts. We both have feelings and ours shouldn't have to be stronger than yours because we've been through more. We're women. We're supposed to take it. You should actually want to protect ours. And just how you feel that pit in your stomach and that lump on your throat when you think your girl's out there doing something, we feel the same exact way when we feel like you're violating. So give what you want to receive, okay?
And it's worse, I feel, because like guys get these passes just in society. Like, well, he's a man. That's a man's nature.
Yeah.
And if we do anything, she's a hoe and a whore. And it could be a conversation and you turn into a hoe and a whore. And these guys could be out there slinging that thing. And it's like, oh, that's a man's nature. And it's like, it's not. It's like, y'all make excuses for betrayal instead of being grown-ups about situations. If you don't want to be in a committed relationship, nobody put a gun to your head to make you do it. Don't date somebody and put them through stuff and then expect them to be quiet about it. It's crazy to me that somebody even thinks that that's something that somebody should be doing.
And then when you react to it, what's the first thing they say? Oh, she's crazy. She's not crazy. She's heartbroken from your nonsense. She believed in your fairy tale. She believed your lies. And nothing feels worse than betrayal from someone you care about and you lay down with and gave your body to. And being
exactly.
disappointed. And you might be the third guy that did that in her life, or the fourth, or the fifth, or the tenth. And, you know, you can't control how she reacts to that. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times we open up, we tell the guy about all the traumas we've had in our life, and then you come in there like a, you know, Prince Charming. Oh, I'd never do that. Those are some F-boys. I would never do like that. Then you
I just want to see you be happy.
And then when you do it, after we don't open up our hearts one more time to trust you, I mean, don't be mad when your tires get slashed. I'm just saying.
It's true, though, because you know what you're getting yourself into when somebody is opening up their self to you. And if you choose not to acknowledge that you can potentially really set this person over the edge, that's crazy to me.
I'm writing a movie about it right now. Me and my friend Annie, we write a movie about like the small things that men think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, we had sex and I ghosted her, or, you know, yeah, we were together, but, you know, like just little things that they think are not a big deal to them. But you may already have been at your wit's end, or you've already been like hurt before. And this was like your one last chance at, all right, let me just believe in love one more time. And then you do the same, you do it again. You don't know what people have been through before. You don't play with people's hearts out here. If you're not ready, don't lie and say you are. Just be honest and say, I don't really know. Don't promise the world when you can't even give up the sidewalk.
Do you think that you could change somebody from being toxic?
Nope, I don't.
Have you ever been toxic?
Nope, I've been perfect.
Girl, stop.
I'm a good girlfriend and I'm a good friend. And I think being good, and of course I'm not perfect, I'm just joking, but like I do have the ability to kind of put myself in the other person's shoes.
Yeah.
Like, damn, how will this make me feel? I do that a lot in relationships and friendships. Like if I say something that I think may offend you, L'Oreal, and we like say on this podcast, we're joking. And then I'm like, when we hang up, I'm like, damn, that probably sad. It will bother me until I call you and talk to you. It will bother me until I feel your vibe. And right. I just think people just go about their business. They just do things to people. They don't think about how it affects them. They only think of how it affects themselves.
And that's But you're in a relationship, you can't do that. That's the whole point. And to me, that's toxic, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're in a relationship. You agree to be in a relationship with somebody, but you constantly only think about yourself.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
And I mean, sometimes I've done that too. And I think a lot of times that's when people let you get away with it. You know what I mean? And that's why I said, do you think somebody could change from doing toxic? I think it's possible because I've been taught to be toxic, and I feel like you can be taught how to not be toxic too. You know,
maybe over the course of some years and growing up, but I don't think it happens quickly because everything we do, right? The way you talk is the way you've been talking. The way I think is the way I've been thinking.
Like, but maybe you don't know it's toxic because that's a relationship. Like, for instance, you already know, we talked about it. Like, you know, I was in an abusive relationship and I brought some of those things to next relationship, right? And it started the shape, the look of love started to change shape for me, like because of what he taught me. I kind of didn't notice that I was doing toxic stuff because I thought that that was just love. Like that was what I was taught.
Normal.
You get what I'm saying? It was like normal to me. You know what I mean? So being with somebody else and them teaching me how to love them. That's why I do believe when people be like, you got to teach somebody how to love you because everyone is not the same. I feel like I've raised my ex to a total different man. And now I know the woman that he's with, she got a whole man now, like, but he wasn't that before. You know, and sometimes you look at something like that and you're like, damn, now I got to do this all over again. Mm-hmm. But like everyone doesn't love the same. So, yes, I've been toxic. Even in my current relationship, I've probably done toxic things, but had to been taught or told like, listen, that's not cool. And that's not something we doing over here. And maybe I had to be checked.
Okay.
But I changed. And it was just, I wasn't doing it on purpose. That's mm-hmm. the crazy thing. Again, it was something I was taught.
I mean, I guess you could if you really want to, but you have to really want to. Most people don't think there's a problem with them. So they're like, I'm not changing because I don't see anything wrong with it. I guess once you have the awareness of, if you have self-awareness, I guess you could change.
Yeah, definitely. Because I didn't think being crazy was love and my ex did. You know what I mean? Like if I wasn't blowing his phone up or doing something, I don't do that. Like I've never done that before. And then when you're used to doing that or somebody doing that to you when it's not happening, you're like, I see not calling my phone. I hung up. He ain't calling back. Like, it's just, but when you think about it, you're like, damn, that's toxic. One, why did you hang up? You hung up because you want him to call back. Like that, like I started to realize, like, what am I doing? Like,
doesn't that suck when you hang up on someone and they don't call you back
they
ever?
Don't call back. You're like,
and then you got to call them back and be like, my bad. I was tripping. And you be like a mad stupid. You like,
it's toxic. We definitely ain't nobody peace, right? All right, let's talk about some hot topics, Claudia. Your boy, he's outside.
Man.
Jamie Foxx. Okay, so a few months ago, we heard about him being sick and all that stuff, right? And we don't know what happened. We just know that he was in the hospital. His family spoke out. They were pretty tight-lipped. Some people were saying he was good. Some people was just not saying much of anything. He wasn't really contacting people. But then people were saying they were seeing him out and about. So in Chicago, they're now saying they seen him on a boat. They seen him playing golf. He saved a woman. It was like a superhero. He saved a woman from losing her purse. And then next thing you know, there's an advertisement that said, well, first they said that was a Jamie Foxx clones. And then they came out and now he got a movie saying they cloned Tyrone and not him, but he's playing Tyrone. What the hell? How? What the hell is going on with Jamie Foxx? Because we were sending up prayers thinking he was finna be on his deathbed. And now he's just acting like nothing ever happened.
I don't like this at all. I don't like how it's been rolled. I've been handled. And I think that the publicist needs to do a better job at this because it's causing a little bit of backlash. And I hate to see it because Jamie is very beloved and it's making people be resentful. And you can sit here and say, he don't owe us nothing. He doesn't owe us technically, but then don't bring us the, give us prayers and pray for him and let us in a little bit. And then say, it's like, you know, someone has a public relationship and we join them for their love affair. We're there for the courting, the engagement, the wedding, and then the honeymoon. It's none of your business. Mind your business. We don't owe you what? Mm-hmm. You got us involved.
And no, you owe us a lot. You owe us a lot. Let me tell you why he owes us a lot. You come to us every time you got a movie, you want support. You come to us every time you got a new show, you want support. We do that. We watch your stand-ups. We buy your albums. We support you. We literally support you because we put our money. And this is Jamie Foxx, been around for quite some time. And I done supported a lot of things with Same. Jamie Foxx. And when he was, when we thought that it was the end for Jamie, we was crying almost. Like, people were crying.
I definitely cried over it.
We cried. We posted up there. We didn't know what to believe, okay? And is it our business to know exactly what's going on as far as this with the medical test? No, no. But when you come to us and say, we ask for respect at this time, this is that, cool. But when he is out and good, at least give the same respect to your fans and the people that have supported you your whole entire career to be like, listen, thank you so much for the well wishes and the prayers. I am doing great now. That's it.
I feel the same way. Me personally, I text his phone and I still have yet to got a response back. Not that I'm number 1, 2, 3, or 500 on the list, okay? Because we're not as close as we used to be, clearly. But like, when you see someone saving people's like strangers' purses and
on a yacht chilling,
on yachts, and I'm like, okay, never did you ever you never thought of like getting back to some of your close friends that really gave a damn and cared? Like, it does. I do feel a way about
or
that.
Or the people that have funded your life for the whole, you're rich as hell because we supported you, Jamie.
Yeah.
And then y'all came out and spoke and told us something is wrong, but then never told us that everything is okay now.
I think the rollout should have not have been such a lavish thing, like with boats and like, you know, kind of like living it up like that. I think that's kind of a slap in the face.
It is.
We're like waiting, like, you know, I thought the first appearance would be him kind of like, you know, maybe not as strong and kind of like, hey, y'all, thank you for. And then we get to the point where we see him like, you know, get stronger and stronger and stronger. Then you're partying on boats.
Don't even care.
The rollout to be the boat and yachts and stuff. It's like,
I'm okay with that, Claudia. Just please address the people that have been praying and crying for you. Okay. Address the people that thought that you were about to die. Address the people that were scared and thinking like, oh my God, we're about to lose or might lose, potentially lose. Every week it was different news about Jamie Foxx not doing good. And people, this wasn't no clout chasing thing. People were really scared for his life. We've seen it with Chadwick Boseman. We've seen things happen suddenly where it's like, okay, he's sick. Now he's gone. And I know me personally, we had Jamie in the studio on the Morning Hustle show weeks before that happened to him. And it hit us, like, you know, it hit me. I'm like, yo, oh my God, like, this Jamie Foxx is a legend to us, you know, and I don't think it's right. You should just address your fans, address the people that pray for you. That's it. Nobody even said, again, he did not have to go. And then, not that I'm not talking about that little post that he did it, because we didn't know if that was him, somebody else, or anything. Do a little video. 2 seconds. I just wanted to, I'm good, y'all. I wanted y'all to see that I'm in good spirits. Mm-hmm. And I thank y'all for all y'all prayers. 15 seconds. Jamie, you're in front of the camera all day. We pay you to be in front of the camera. You know how I know? Because we paying to go see it. We paying for Netflix to watch it. We paying for you to be in front of the camera. So the least you could do is just give us 15 seconds.
And that's people are going to be mad at us for this conversation, which, you know, they care. Will. I'm going to say this. If you're really being real about things, right? If this was, take the celebrity aspect out of it. If one of your friends told you they were really sick. They had COVID. They don't know if they're going to make it. They text you, I'm on a ventilator. I don't really know if I'm going to make it. Or someone, their mama hit you up. And then you didn't hear nothing for weeks or months. And they never hit you back, right? Never hit you back or never told your friend group. And then they pop up and they're on a boat.
They're at the club, popping bottles.
And they never hit you or never said anything. You would feel away. So take the celebrity out of it. And just think about it like that. I see my friends, like, you know, tell me they down bad. Then I see them out on a vacation. I'm like, yo, word? Really? I'm over here still thinking you messed up.
I thought it was really a clone and he's not alive. They sending people out. And then they make a mockery of it to be like, well, I didn't get cloned, but Tyrone got cloned. And it's like, Jamie, we just thought you was finna die. Like, I don't want to know if you had a hemorrhoid or cancer. That's not our business unless you want us to know. But we need it. But to say that you're doing okay, come on. You could have did that.
To me, the boat thing was such a bad look. I know I keep going back to it. Just came up as very obnoxious.
Like he chilling while we sitting here thinking and praying for him.
Because you had to
praying
like,
and he out there drinking Ace of Spades.
And just chilling. And it helps add to the conspiracy theories, right? Because you're thinking no normal person would do it like that.
No one
would just be like, oh, I'm dying. Then it's like, I'm on a boat. And I'm just like, you know.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, that can't be Jamie. Those are not his tattoos. And we doing all kind of stupid. Why do we have to do that? Like, I don't know, whatever. Let's just move on. We're glad you're good, Jamie.
I hope you are really well. And I hope, you know, you come speak to us. A Black media outlet would be fantastic for you to give your story to. Because we really embrace you. And you are definitely a treasure in our community.
Yes. And maybe we're dead wrong for what we're saying. But my feelings are a little hurt.
Yeah, we have feelings. And we're allowed to have feelings. And fans, don't come for us. Because if you want to be honest, you know what we're saying is some real spit.
I don't feel like we're saying nothing wrong. Let's talk about TMZ. They caught up with Michael Jordan. They asked if he approved of his son, Marcus, and Larsa Pippen's relationship. And he said, no. Now, Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan had an interview and Marcus was laughing it off like it was a joke. You know, she's been around the family. They definitely rock with her. And Larsa is like, no, like I'm devastated. I'm embarrassed. I'm shocked. Do you feel like she needs to learn how, you know, how Black families are when you get somebody that's not Black and they come around and then they can't take the Black family joke? Yeah. Yeah. That's what this is giving.
Larsa, you had to expect this to come with it. You are screwing the son of your ex-husband's rival. Like they had smoke. Come on.
And then you get half of his retirement money. So now you're spending it with him.
You better just take that young D and just keep your mouth shut. Like no one's feeling bad for you about this. Okay.
No one.
First of all, you have a lot of audacity. Imagine you were married to someone that was teammates with this guy for a long time. They had beef. And then you end up screwing your ex-husband's rival son. And then you expect them to be happy about this?
Nah, but I mean, you lucky they even allowed you in the home, like, fam.
If audacity was a person, it'd be Larsa Pippen in the dictionary. Are we filming this week? Are we showing the video of this?
We can.
We should, because we're cute. It should be her in the dictionary, like, with her lips.
You're mad, but not the lips.
Audacity. Freaking audacity. Like, just quietly take your win. You won.
Like, girl, I would have been shocked if he said yes, he was okay with it. Like, what the hell else was he supposed to say?
I want to hear what Juanita got to say. You know Juanita got words for this.
Listen,
you
know I didn't even know he was joking. But then once I found out he was supposed to be joking after that because he was around her. I mean, it is what it is. Even if he doesn't like you, what does it matter? Marcus is still screwing you.
And Michael said he was joking?
Yeah. They say he was really joking.
Oh, okay.
And I think because he did laugh and then he was like, no. So it probably was a joke. He probably doesn't give a damn. Like, I'm pretty sure Michael Jordan has bigger things to worry about than Larsa Pippen.
Like the $50 million a month he makes and then he can go gamble $25 million and still doesn't even hurt him.
Like, yeah, like those loose jeans that he wears. And
Michael Jordan, I always tell people, you're my cousin. Can you please... like
big blazers.
Can you just add me on the wheel, please? We have the same.
His style has just, I just don't understand how this is the man that has created the most everlasting sneakers, which I've gave him so much money to, speaking of supporting people.
But Jordan has got a lot of my cash. basketball players, for the most part, cannot dress.
But Michael Jordan tops them all.
he do. Like, but they all got them long dad jeans. They always have the leggings.
Now, that's the old basketball players. The new basketball players are fly.
Tight jeans and the nail polish that you love.
Yeah, I like the nail polish. You see what Drake said is to stop him from biting his nails.
No, it's
but
not.
I feel like ever since we talked about nail polish on the Justin Run podcast, Drake has been getting his nails done every week since. Shout out to you, Drake.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're a star.
No.
Let's get into the DMs.
You can rap, but stay at the nail shop. Them pink hearts on his hands, mad corny, whack.
I mean, I didn't like the owl. When he did the owl in the head, that was too far. But like,
L'Oreal, was it feminine?
No, I just thought it was a little.
Was it a little soft?
C word that I'm not allowed to use.
What C word? Corny.
Let's talk about the DMs. You say you have some good DMs that has another C word, crackhead. So,
girl,
let's dive into Claudia's DMs this week because she says she got something spicy for us, and I can't wait to hear it.
So there was so many. It was from one person that I had to block him. So I had to just screen record the whole correspondence and just show y'all. So if you go to my Instagram page at Claudia Jordan, you can see the whole interaction. And he basically says that his mom died when he was 7 and he got escorted by the police for trying to fight her mom's husband. I don't mean to sound angry, but everyone in Hollywood owes me some rhymes with shed. On my crackhead mama. Now, this is someone that's trying to get at me. My love language is gifts. If you reject a gift, spit in your face.
What?
It goes on and on and on. He also goes on to say that he's been celibate for 8 years and he has not done cocaine or drinking.
I don't believe him.
Or sex in 8 years, but that he is so good at effing that he deserves to get some. It goes on and on and on. And I said, I'm not impressed by having sex. Any animal can have sex. I'm impressed by people that have their stuff together. And then he's like, you can judge me for being masculine and having sexual energy, but you know, all y'all attracted sissies. He went on and on. Like,
what are you even entertaining this crap for? You are crazy as him.
You're right.
You are. How about we get some positive? Okay. Shout out to Pharaoh Sunkiss because this person that you need to block that man.
You don't like
you need to block him immediately. I hate that.
I shared with you and you just chat on my experience.
No, Claudia, he's scaring me. I want you to block him and block him good.
I blocked him.
Now, let's talk about something positive. Hey, L'Oreal and Claudia Jordan. I love listening to your podcast. I have to be honest and say I like to binge listen. So I miss a lot of weeks just so I can have a bunch to listen to. But I'm all caught up. Claudia Jordan is an amazing addition to the show. I love the yin yang vibe you two give and how both of y'all get personal. I love hearing y'all opinions on different topics. And even though I may not agree with every opinion, I love, love, love that there's respect and still value of opinions, even if it differs. Thank you for keeping it real. Thank you for keeping us up to date. And thank you for sharing y'all truth. Both of y'all are beautiful, talented women. Keep encouraging Black women and keep being yourself. Big shout out to Pharaoh_Sunkiss_ because, you know, we need messages like this sometimes. I know y'all see all the good side of things where it seems like, you know, we're always smiling and things are on the up and up, but we get faced with a lot of challenges as Black women in this space of media. It's not the easiest thing, especially because neither one of us originally came from this field. We grew into this field. And sometimes that's not always respected, even if it's received well with everyone else in the world. Sometimes it's not with the people you work with.
I must say that I did get my FCC license in 1991 when I was a freshman at Baldwin Wallace College. I've been around for a long time, but I'll speak for myself. Come the game and getting real hot real fast, definitely ruffled some feathers. People got mad. Some were women, some were men. Some men still try to actively, you know, work against what's happening, but you can't stop what's meant to be. You can't stop greatness.
So that's right. What's meant for you is always going to be meant for you, especially when you work hard and you deserve everything that's coming to you one way or another. You're a good person. And like I said, working hard and showing up and doing what needs to be done is always going to prevail over anything else. Would it say hard work beats talent when talent don't work? Okay. And we got both of them.
Laura, do I make you nervous when I start to spill a little bit of tea?
No, I don't care, because at the end of the day, it is what it is. I also want them to check out Listen to Black Women, another podcast that I'm hosting. And it's actually on the Urban One Network as well. So y'all could check that out. I'm on episode 3 right now. I didn't even know it was out. But definitely an amazing podcast for y'all to listen to. And me and Claudia are going to continue to bring you some great content. Right, Claudia?
God willing. If the devil would just have a seat, yes.
Well, let's get these clothes back on, because I don't want to ruffle any more feathers. I'm pretty sure we have done enough damage this episode. Put your dress on. The Undressing Room Podcast. We're here to stay, right, Claudia?
Of course. Of course we are. We're not going anywhere.
But let the people know where they can slide in your DM and harass you.
Ooh, slide in at Claudia Jordan. And I do read them. And the most offensive ones I will post, and the nice ones I will talk about on this show.
Okay. And you can follow me at Starring L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal. Follow me on Threads too, because that's the new wave. Everybody, just in case y'all don't know about it, we'll talk about it more in next episode, because some people still not hip to it.
I'm on there. They got like 100 million users in like a week.
Yes. So we got to talk about that, because some of the people don't know about it. And then I want to talk about her, Tina Lawson, and her boo thing split up.
That's crazy.
I know.
And then she just happens to get robbed for $1 million out of her safe inside job, allegedly, my opinion. Hey, I'll be at St. Lucia Carnival this week coming up, and check my Instagram feed. I'm trying to get L'Oreal to come down there and party with me. We're going to have fun.
I'm not in shape this week for Carnival, but, you know, catch me next year.
We're going to hide it with feathers and alcohol. Don't worry about it.
No, the alcohol is the problem. Okay, so we're going to get out of here. Undressing Room Podcast. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.